This was a very important election, given that it was the very first election after Roe versus Wade had been overturned. And so it was no longer a Supreme Court decision that was mandated, but now the issue is going to be handled at the state level. And in looking at the election results, I think one thing is clear, and that is the United States is no longer a God-fearing nation. When we look at the issue of human life begins at the moment of conception. It's at the moment of conception that a new life that's distinct from the mother begins. It has its own DNA, and it begins to develop in a process that, if it's not interrupted, continues from the moment of conception through birth into infancy, childhood, adulthood, and eventually till natural death. We knew that in the 1800s. The American Medical Association wrote a letter in 1860 to every single governor in the entire United States and the territories and to all of the state legislatures because the medical evidence had become so clear and convincing that life began at the moment of conception. And so the American Medical Association wrote this letter encouraging every state to strengthen their laws against abortion. Yet here we are over 150 years later in the year 2022, and it's, quote, misinformation to even ask the question about when life begins. You know, that's a thought crime to even ask that question. But yet, that's the most important question we can ask on this issue, is when does life begin? In this 2.5 million voters in the state of Michigan, a 10% majority on the vote, passed a constitutional amendment establishing a right to abortion. And every human life is created in the image of God. Jesus Christ came to redeem us and to give us life because he so loved each and every one of us. And yet, we enshrine in a constitution a law to destroy that life. Other states did similar things. California, Vermont, and then Kentucky and Montana had pro-life amendments or proposals that they voted on, and all five of them went against the sacredness of life. Mother Teresa once said, "Any country that accepts abortion is not teaching its people to love, but to use violence to get what they want." And I think that's a powerful quote to reflect upon. You know, why can't we welcome these children with love? If we say yes to the gift of life, when that child is born, the mother is going to love that child. When she recognizes the dignity of that child, every human person is created with in a unique manner. Every single person is precious. And if we say yes to the gift of life, we'll learn to love life. Abortion is violence. And what does that say that we use violence to get what we want? And some people may think that there are no consequences, but there are consequences, not just for the life of the child, but how many women have deep wounds that they have to live with because they've chosen or felt pressure to not say yes to the gift of life. And it could often take many, many years in order for them to find reconciliation in Christ. But those wounds are deep. The amendment in Michigan also establishes a right to sterilization, regardless of age, which means that children can continue to be targeted for reassignment surgeries. You know, their reproductive systems can be mutilated before they're even old enough to realize what's happening and the implications of their actions. And in many places, parents are not even given a right to know what's happening or to have say in the decision that's made. The United States is no longer a God-fearing nation. We are a divided nation now. And that division is not going to end well. But the only way to save our country is for people to turn back to God. Whether or not that will happen remains to be seen. You know, the future is not set. Will people turn back to God? But evil will not continue indefinitely. You know, our readings today are very clear on that point. The first reading says, "The day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble. But for you who fear my name, there will arise the Son of Justice with its healing rays." Evil will not continue indefinitely. God is a God of love, but because he's a God of love, he is also a God of justice. And he wants us to turn to him in love. He wants to show mercy to us, but he's also just. And if we refuse to do that, and if we're obstinate in our sin, there will be consequences. And with voters now making decisions that shape whether abortion will be legal or not, the level of culpability for the individual voter increases. It's no longer a Supreme Court decision that's been placed upon our nation. These are now decisions that are in the hands of voters. We're living in evil days, but no matter how many people fall away from the faith, it's important for us to remain absolutely faithful to Jesus Christ. And what's going to attract people to the faith is when they see the joy in the lives of Christians, and when they see beauty within our families. When people see husbands and wives saying yes to the gift of life and creating something beautiful within their family, a family where love reigns and where life is welcomed, that's something beautiful. And when people look at Christians and see peace and happiness in their lives, they'll recognize all the more clearly the contrast between the lives of goodness that we're called to versus the darkness and the pain that are the consequences of sin within our culture. And so our mission is to demonstrate by the example of our lives and by having strong families that say yes to the gift of life, that joy comes from serving Christ. And it's the responsibility of Christians to teach people what it means to love. And so we look forward with hope to the return of Christ in glory. When he returns, he will come to rule the world with justice. And so we look forward to that day when all injustice will come to an end. But we pray in reparation for the sins that have been committed, and we pray for the conversion of souls so that more and more people will be ready when our Lord returns in glory.